Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Megan, Maddie and Joe with your 9am Zlines.
In local news, Larry Joe Woosup, an Indigenous Ankamuthi man, has pleaded not guilty to allegations that he stole over $200,000 intended to be paid to the Ankamuthi community. Christian Peters, the Crown prosecutor, explained that starting from 2009, Ankamuthi traditional owners were involved in discussions with Gulf Alumina Limited Mining Company to mine on Ankamuthi land. Negotiations continued on and off until 2013, when the parties agreed to Gulf Alumina's offer of 50 cents per ton. The company signed to pay the Ankamuthi community $350,000 through three payments. Mr. Woosup had allegedly been made a trustee for the Ankamuthi people prior to the completion of the deal, and Mr. Peters told the jury that Mr. Woosup had created an account on behalf of the community in 2014 with himself as the only trustee. Mr. Peters accused Mr. Woosup of withdrawing $110,000 with no record of how the money was spent. Another check was supposedly deposited by Mr. Woosup, also with no record of its purpose. Yesterday, witnesses and the Ankamuthi people have provided evidence that they did not receive the money Mr. Woosup gained in the Gulf Alumina deal. The trial has been set down for six or more days.
The National Commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children and Young People has sent an open letter to Queensland Government asking it to rethink the Youth Justice Circle Breaker legislation. Sue Ann Hunter wrote to the government with concerns that those who voted for the bill to be passed would be supporting a model which could hide abuse for the children and target First Nations youth. The new laws would introduce a court-ordered alternative to detention. Children being sent to one of the two remote participants would be required to wear an electronic monitoring device and be given basic education and hands-on learning to agriculture. Quote, "The reality is Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children will bear the weight of this program," Hunter said in the letter to Queensland Government.
In national news, there have been fake ABC News articles promoting scams, with the money leading to an international fraud network. Receipts from victims of the financial scams led to an Australian company called Trigo XO, a network of companies registered in multiple countries and linked to Israeli national Shefi Goldberg. The scam group, dubbed the Sapphire Network, is known to operate out of the central Tel Aviv, and has been linked to call centers in Bulgaria, Ukraine, Cyprus, Macedonia, and Israel. More than 4,000 Australians have been targeted to date, often through fake news articles and false promises of AI-assisted trading. One Australian put $125,000 into the investment platform and ran into problems requesting to withdraw his money. Even years later, and after many excuses and requests to pay further fees, the victim still has not received any of his money. There are unfortunately no signs of what is next in this case.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong has expressed her outrage at an Israeli court's decision to clear IDF soldiers of any wrongdoing in the death of Australian humanitarian Zomi Frankom. Wong said that the decision, quote, "falls short of the accountability we expect," and that the Australian government will not stop pressing Israel for justice for Zomi and her colleagues. Frankom was killed in 2024 when an Israeli missile struck a convoy belonging to World Central Kitchen, who she was working alongside in Gaza.
In international news, OpenAI has slowed down developments and paused model testing for a fortnight. This comes after two separate OpenAI models broke out of their testing environments last month, hacking into another AI form without human detection. The agent was undergoing a cybersecurity test, escaping the testing environment and broke into Hugging Face, the OpenAI agent believed held its own answers to the test. OpenAI chief executive Sam Altman said the measures would ensure the company could, quote, "meet security and monitoring standards for the new level of capabilities in front of us." Hugging Face has so far reported no real damage to the intrusion, but continues to investigate if the customers or other businesses were affected.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cool and cloudy. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The river is at low tide and will be reaching king tide before the sun sets tonight. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
We broadcast live from the unceded lands of the Turrbal and Yuggera peoples in Mugindon.